Hey everyone, welcome back to the Period Chats podcast. I'm your host, Kate Morton. I'm a registered dietitian. I focus on hormone health and I'm also the founder of Funk It Wellness, which I always forget to mention, which is crazy because that's what I spend all my time doing. So I'm excited today because we've been having these really fun, short and sweet episodes that you guys can digest and download that are all related back to hormones. And today is no different because you guys seem to really be liking those. And I want to make sure I'm giving you the best content that's the most practical for your day. So today, I noticed we talk a lot about the negative, like hormone imbalance, things not to do, all of this kind of negative implementation, because I think that that can be easier sometimes. So maybe think, okay, I'm going to stop doing these things. But today I wanted to talk to you guys about what hormone balance looks and feels like in your everyday life, because I think that term's really elusive. I think that it can mean a lot of different things to different people. But when we're talking about balancing our hormones and feeling better, this is what it means. And also bear with me, it's really windy today and my new house is not very windproof. But before we get started, if you're watching the video, special treat for you. You guys are my accountability partners, and I got the beautiful decal set up. So I have my cute pink decal on my wall, so you have a pretty background to look at and not just my white wall. So we're going to jump in. Let's talk about, again, what balanced hormones look and feel like, because I think the feeling part is really important, because we talk a lot about feeling bad, but what does it feel like to feel good? Which, you guys know, I've been on my own journey finding out that I have SIBO this year, H. pylori, I got food poisoning last year, and it has been a tough year where I have not felt my best and certainly been really low and drained. So I'm starting to feel like myself again, and I wanted to share that with you guys because I think when we're feeling bad, it's easy to think it's going to last forever and that we're stuck here and this is just the rest of our life, but you can feel your best. You can feel good in your body again. And this is what that feels like. So number one, and I think this is the one we talk about a lot because there's so many bad, inappropriate jokes about PMS and moodiness. And it's so ingrained in our culture to put down women and saying, oh, they're moody. Oh, they're unpredictable. Oh, they're hormones. And no, when you have balanced hormones or your body is in balance and doing the, and really what balanced hormones mean, it just means that our hormones are doing what they're supposed to do and they're in check and our body's in homeostasis feeling good. So your mood is stable. You know, it's one of those things that balance hormones is positive mood. It's mood stability. It's feeling in control and acceptance of your emotions. Because I remember when I was really struggling with PMS before I found Seed Cycling and started Funk It, I would feel like the whole week before my period was literally like I had been out drinking and blacked out and didn't remember anything. Like I was just a completely different person and feeling so unpredictable. And like, honestly, I felt like a burden to everybody in my life because my mood was just so unstable. And no matter what I did, I couldn't get it to budge. Like tried medication, I tried everything, and it wasn't until I really balanced my hormones that that changed. So balanced hormones feel like a stable mood. And it's also an indicator, you know, talking to your, if you're feeling really out of control like I was, it's really important to talk to your healthcare provider about PMDD because PMDD is underdiagnosed and it is not PMS. It is an extreme version of PMS where you feel like just so on yourself for that week, 2 weeks before your period. So if you're listening and you're like, that is me, talk to your healthcare provider about PMDD because that is something that once you get addressed and fixed isn't the right word, but once you address it and you really start taking steps towards feeling better, then you will feel like yourself again. So that's one very important mood stability. The next one, which is probably like one of the most consistent complaints I get across all clients, across all ages and demographics, is energy and vitality. I think I'm turning 30 and I went to my doctor about feeling not well this year, you know, turning out I have hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's, all these other things, I was told, oh, well, you're about to turn 30, your energy slows down, like you don't stay energetic forever. And that's really not true. And when it comes to things being in balance in our bodies, feeling well and having our hormones balanced, energy and vitality are a huge piece of that. So, you know, you shouldn't feel tired, drained, super exhausted all of the time. And like, if you feel like, I had felt like I lost my spark, like I didn't have my spark anymore. I didn't feel like me. And I thought that that was just aging, and it's not true. And I even had like gaslit myself into thinking that. So energy and vitality are a big part of your body being in balance. And when we're talking about hormone balance too, like I'm talking about thyroid, I'm talking about sex hormones, I'm talking about whole endocrine system. So energy and vitality, do not let anyone convince you it's aging or normal. Like it's not. I mean, it might be common, but not normal to feel exhausted, like you can't get out of bed. And there's so many different underlying reasons for that. For me, it was a thyroid condition. It could be a whole host of things, especially high cortisol, increased stress, you know, just the world we're living in today. You can just feel drained and like you've lost your spark. But when your hormones are balanced, you feel energetic. I do feel like I have my spark again. There is hope, like you can be yourself again. So that's my thing on that, because I think that's a common one we all just kind of accept, like this is just me now. And you know, if you are feeling tired and sluggish, like that is also like cyclical, that can happen, but shouldn't be every day is my point in saying that. When your hormones are balanced, you are sleeping like a champ. You are not waking up at 3 a.m. with high cortisol. You are having an easy time falling asleep. You are waking up and feeling rested. That is because we don't think about this, but sleep and hormone balance, which we've talked about a lot on this podcast, are very intertwined. Melatonin is a hormone. You know, circadian rhythm, infradian rhythm, these things inside of our bodies, our internal clocks, they know. And so when our hormones are balanced, specifically cortisol in this scenario is a really big one, you're really sleeping well and feeling good. Progesterone can also interfere with sleep. So we want to make sure that in our luteal phase, if you're having some kind of insomnia, that is common, but that can also be an indicator. And then I sometimes have trouble sleeping in my follicular phase because I do now have almost too much energy. So really finding those outlets on getting energy out in that phase, but then also finding time to calm down in your luteal phase. And then that can help result in better sleep. But high cortisol, if you're waking up around 3 a.m., your cortisol is peaking early and waking you up. That actually happened to me last night because I've not done a good job of managing stress this week. So there's that. It's always a journey. Healthy libido. We have also talked about, I feel like all these things we've talked about, and I'm probably going to say that a million times, but when I'm talking to people about libido, it has been so normalized in our culture that if you have a menstrual cycle or you're a woman, like you shouldn't have a libido. It's okay to have no sex drive. Like you can enjoy sex and have a really healthy libido. And that's often associated with hormone balance and stress balance. Because when you're so stressed, of course, sex is the last thing on your mind. And libido is not just sex drive. I really put vitality and libido kind of in the same category of feeling good, feeling energetic, giving yourself the space to be in the mood, to initiate. And I think that when we're really stressed, cortisol is really high and our hormones are all over the place, of course, we don't want to have sex. Like, of course, that's the last thing from our minds. And for me, when I was on birth control, like you guys have heard me tell that story a million times, but if you haven't heard me tell it, like I was to the point where I was like, I just don't like sex. This just isn't for me. I don't care. And I was having great, like when I got my hormones tested, after coming off, it was just like they were insanely low and high in all the wrong places. So a healthy libido and feeling in the mood, feeling excited, especially around ovulation, kind of that is showing us that we're having a balanced cycle. Healthy skin. Skin is such an interesting topic because if you see the video, I don't have makeup on today on my face, have it on my eyes, but you can see on my chin, I have some scarring still from hormonal acne because I struggled with that really from the time I got my period until my mid 20s. And if I eat a lot of dairy and don't see cycle, it does come back. And so when it comes to acne, I think we're really focused on skincare, and me specifically have spent so much money on skincare, and I didn't really understand the connection to glowing, healthy skin and our hormones and our gut health. And gut health is very, very intertwined in all of these things as well. So glowy, healthy skin, no breakouts around our period or cyclical breakouts is a great indicator that things are going well and your hormones are balanced. And if you're struggling with skin specifically around hormones, I am a really big believer in figuring out food triggers, because I think food triggers are really related. Decreasing stress, not fasting. There's a lot of correlation between intermittent fasting and high cortisol, and therefore also imbalanced blood sugar, which leads to breakouts. Also, estrogen dominance can lead to cyclical breakouts if you break out around ovulation. So all of these different little pieces can lead to hormonal breakouts. So glowy, healthy skin, hormone balance, which I did not believe would happen. I was like, this is a BS. My skin is never going to get better. And it did. And honestly, I think the fasting piece and blood sugar balance piece, which is tied back to the hormone balance piece, is a big thing. It's a big, big piece in breakouts in skin. If you're watching the video, you can see. No face makeup on, you know? This is what we're getting at. Stable weight. I don't like to talk about weight a lot on this podcast. I don't think weight is really an important measure in health, but I will say, if you are struggling a lot with hormone imbalance, I think we need to talk about it, because I think that it's something people really feel, and it's a very real stressor in the world that we live in, and the pressure women are all under, it's ridiculous. But what we don't talk about is when your body finds a weight it's really happy at, it usually likes to stay there, and it may not be the desired weight or the weight we thought, but your body knows where it should be. And when your hormones are in balance, your body is really good at self-regulating and keeping you in its happy, balanced state. And so I think that a lot of times if we're experiencing a weight fluctuation that is feeling out of control or really becoming a stressor in your life, it can go back to hormones. But I think the caveat to that is it's a sensitive topic in this world. And I think when we talk about stable weight, it's a weight your body's happy at. It's a weight your body's healthy at. It's a weight you feel good at. And that is different for every single person. And BMI is not a good way to measure that. Throw BMI out the window. It's not even a tool we should be using, especially for women. Just no on that one. So stable weight. And then regular menstrual cycles. And this is what is really, I get a lot of people like, okay, I'm ready to regulate my menstrual cycle. I'm really focused on fertility. And so really ovulation and regular menstrual cycles are the biggest indicator that we're having balanced hormones, because our body is feeling safe enough to ovulate every single month. The hormonal transitions are happening. Remember, we think about it like a relay race. Each phase is seamlessly handing off the baton to the next hormone to take over, to progress us through the cycle. So regular menstrual cycles. And I also want to point out limited pain in your menstrual cycle, whether it's around ovulation or your period. Living in a constant state of pain also is something we need to be talking to healthcare providers about and getting to the root cause of, because period pain, again, very normalized, but it's not something you have to live with all the time. So when your hormones are balanced, you have a very regular cycle, you know, every 25 to 31 days, whatever is consistent for you, and you're ovulating and you're having limited pain. Yes. One you might not have thought of when it comes to hormone imbalance, but when your hormones are balanced, your cognitive function feels improved. You feel like your brain is clear. You can think. Hormones interfere with neurotransmitters, which interfere quite literally with how we perceive the world and how we think and how we feel. So when your hormones are balanced, you have improved cognitive function. This was a huge one for me, especially struggling with hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's and not knowing. My brain felt like a scrambled egg. And when I started getting my thyroid condition under control, I was amazed at how my cognitive function seemed to come back. And so this is especially if you're listening and you're in perimenopause or menopause, This is a really interesting, there's a lot of interesting research around cognitive function in perimenopause and menopause. And I think what we don't think about is how the hormone, our hormones shape how we see the world. And so in this time, there is impaired cognitive function, and there is a lot of research trying to figure out how we can mitigate that. Estrogen has protective benefits for the heart and the brain. So when estrogen starts to decrease, we're seeing some, the research isn't conclusive at all. It's just, we know now that there's a connection. So improved cognitive function is an amazing benefit of hormone balance and stress balance. You also feel less anxious. So this is something that I think a lot of us, I mean, I struggle with anxiety. I always have. As I worked on regulating my stress, my cortisol, which is a hormone, my menstrual cycle, and my and started taking the thyroid medication, my anxiety went down tenfold. And I think anxiety is something that is so personal and so different for each person, but having your hormones balanced can help support your greater plan to manage anxiety. Because when we're not having high cortisol, when we're not feeling out of control the week before our period, when we're not, you know, in this different state of mind due to hormones, then we actually do feel better. And that's what balanced hormones look and feel like when it comes to anxiety and stress. The next one is going to be super, super important. If you've listened to our episode on prepping for menopause and perimenopause in your 20s and 30s, it's a good episode. It's really short. I recommend listening to it if you're in your 20s or 30s. Better muscle and bone health. And so if you ever watched like cycle syncing transformations when it comes to exercise, when we're working with our bodies, when we are not over-exercising or under-exercising, when we find our sweet spot, our bones are healthier. Because also estrogen is protective for bone and muscle health, and we're building the bone and muscle health that we're going to need to take us through our lives. Because once we go through menopause, we know there's a decline in bone mass and lean muscle mass. So we want to build that now. That's why I've started trying to get into weightlifting. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I'm working on that, and it's been an interesting process because it's something I haven't done in the past, but I know it's really important. So increased or like muscle tone and bone health are also really big indicators of hormone balance, because ovulation is also really protective for bone health. So to recap, that was a lot I just dumped on you guys. But when your hormones are balanced, you have stable mood, energy and vitality, good sleep, a healthy libido, healthy skin, your weight is feeling stable and you feel happy and comfortable. Your menstrual cycle is regular with limited pain. You have improved cognitive function, reduced stress and anxiety, and better muscle and muscle tone and bone density. So there's a lot of benefits for learning about your cycle, learning about your hormones, and taking the steps to really get in there and get your body feeling the way you can. And as someone who specializes in this and just went through a really hard year with my health, I totally understand that. Like, it just feels like when you're feeling all those things, you're not feeling any of those things, it's hard to even go to the doctor, to go to your healthcare professional. It's hard to start advocating for yourself, because I had kind of almost just felt like I was giving up on myself. I was just like, this is it. But it can get better. It does get better. Finding amazing healthcare providers who can help you through this journey, great. Getting lab testing done, that was really important in my journey because it just validated how I was feeling. So if you're not feeling all of those things, there is hope. We can do a whole episode on that, on lab testing, if you guys want. Just let me know. But if you like this episode, if you think any of your friends would resonate, or just like don't know how they could be feeling, feel free to share this with them. Sharing the episodes is the best way we can grow the podcast and help as many people as possible feel really, really good, because we all deserve to feel good. I appreciate you guys. I love when you leave like the comments and questions on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I am sending you so much love and hoping that you are feeling this amazing. And I'm hoping that if you're not feeling this amazing, this can be a Kickstarter for realizing that you deserve to feel good and we can get you there. So have the best day. And I will talk to you guys soon.